This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty on the sidelines of the 73rd UN General Assembly session. Presidents Donald Trump and Moon Jae-in of South Korea signed a new free trade agreement that Mr. Trump hailed as a historic milestone.
From day one, I promised the American people that I would renegotiate our trade deals to ensure that our agreements were fair and reciprocal. For decades, politicians have talked about fixing broken trade deals only to do absolutely nothing about them.
You said it will significantly reduce the trade imbalance and create new opportunities to export American products to the South Korean market. The two leaders also discussed North Korea and denuclearization, with Mr. Trump indicating he'll be holding yet another face-to-face meeting with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.
We'll be having a second summit with Chairman Kim in the not-too-distant future. Secretary of State will be dealing with that subject, but Mike Pompeo has been in touch with them, and we've been in touch with them, and I think within a fairly short period of time, that'll be announced. It will be location to be determined.
Secretary Pompeo says he expects to return to Pyongyang to arrange the summit before year's end. Thousands of Liberians took to the streets Monday to protest the disappearance of tens of millions of dollars destined to the West African country's central bank. The $104 million represents one-fifth of the country's gross domestic product. Horatio Gould of the Alternative National Congress Party is upset.
Liberians are coming up and rallying around this. This is nothing to do with politics or political party. It is about the livelihood of people. Let's be for real. This is about our survival.
President George Weah has urged the public to be calm and vowed any wrongdoing would be punished. This is VOA News. Russia announced Monday it will supply S-300 surface-to-air missiles to Syria in 2 weeks' time after the downing of a Russian aircraft by a Syrian missile, killing all 15 on board. Moscow accuses Israeli warplanes of causing the accidental downing. Russia's presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the cause of the tragic incident was due to the intentional actions of Israeli pilots, and his government is taking what he called necessary and effective measures to protect Russian forces. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton called on Moscow to reconsider the move, calling it a significant escalation of the conflict. Israel expressed deep concern deployment of the missiles will hinder its aerial campaign against Iranian and Hezbollah targets in Syria. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was freed Monday after a 30-day jail sentence, only to be rearrested and detained for another 20 days over staging an illegal protest. Navalny said he had hoped to get back home and eat normal food. He expressed disappointment that plan didn't work out. Supporters said the 30-day sentence was for organizing a march in January to boycott the presidential election. The latest sentence comes from a demonstration organized early this month over pension reform. The U.S. government released a report Monday finding the military of Myanmar, also known as Burma, has waged a planned, coordinated campaign of mass killings, gang rapes, and other atrocities against the Rohingya Muslims. It follows a similar report by the U.N. last month suggesting genocidal intent. Nicholas Fairley is a Southeast Asia analyst at Australian National University.
With the evidence mounting up, there will, of course, be more calls for punitive measures against the Myanmar authorities based in Naypyidaw. And we'll need to wait and see exactly what some of the details of this most recent round of accounts and allegations look like.
U.S. report based on the interviews of a thousand of the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees in camps in Bangladesh. Sweden's Prime Minister Stefan Löfven lost a mandatory confidence vote in Parliament Tuesday following a close election earlier this month. It's still unclear who will form the next government. Disgraced American comedian Bill Cosby faces prison time during a second day of his sentence hearing Tuesday, following his conviction in April of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. China says it is impossible to hold trade talks with the U.S. while Washington imposes escalating tariffs, a move it likens to holding a knife to its throat. 10% tariffs on additional $200 billion in Chinese products went into effect Monday. Major Wall Street stock indices fell as the new tariffs kicked in Monday, the benchmark Dow Jones falling more than 180 points to close at 26,562. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.